Well, good afternoon, everybody, from the Conlin Center. It is opening day for Penguin Volleyball. Finally, we are ready for some volleyball here in the 2014 campaign. Stuart Horn with you. Alex Swan and Mike Temple are alongside for today's broadcast. Well, the Penguins are hosting a tournament here at Dominican, and it's a great way to get off of the road and get back in front of the home crowd and maybe get their first win of the year. They had a tough road trip. Coach said that they learned a lot, got to see a lot of teams, and get to travel as a team. They, of course, need to gel because there's a bunch of new players out here on the floor for the Penguins. And today they are playing the Montana State University from Billings Yellow Jackets. And watching the Yellow Jackets warm up, they look pretty impressive. I'll bring in my partner for match number one, Mike Temple. You watch these ladies warm up, Temple, and they have the height that the Penguins don't have. That's the first thing that stands out.
Yeah, that's definitely what I've seen just from watching warm-ups. Their middle blockers and outside hitters look to be the part. They have outstanding statistics, with Walters leading the team with 42 kills. Grisman has 52 kills. So both those two combined, they could be deadly for the Penguins to handle.
I've really been looking forward to this, and of course, you and Swanee are going to have your first chance to try your hand at volleyball, having been, well, turned into experts last year of broadcasting Penguin basketball. But you will find that volleyball is a very fast-paced game, a lot like basketball, but of course is quite a bit different. In that the Penguin women are, under Coach Gail Stammer, are really going to try and make a statement. The last time the Penguins won any kind of a title of importance was back in 2001, back under Roger Goodwin. Check it. That was prior to Roger Goodwin, the volleyball coach who preceded Gail Stammer. And as I recall, it was Coach Huffman who took the Penguins to their championship and then retired the following year, way back in 2001. And Gail Stammer, now with the Penguins in this, her fifth season, is assisted by Jack Cowden. He's been with Coach from last year, and he's back. And the Penguins would really like to make their mark and let everybody know that they're for real here in the NC2A. With just under 4 minutes to go before side out, we are about ready for the tournament to get underway. Now, Academy of Art, the Fresno Sunbirds, the Chaminade Silver Swords, Western Oregon University Wolves, and the Simon Fraser University, the Clan, are here, as well as Seattle Pacific Falcons. So it's a big tournament. We're going to be going tonight and all day tomorrow. In fact, all teams will play two matches tomorrow. And then on Saturday, the tournament will conclude. For those of you who follow Penguin Volleyball, you probably know by now that Amanda Waskow has torn up her right knee and is done for the season. And that hurts, because Waskow, up until the moment she got hurt, was definitely going to be a huge part of the Penguins' effort this season.
Yeah, she was considered as a PacWest honorable mention for all leagues. She was their leading hitter from the outside last season, led the team in kills. So that is a huge blow. We're going to see how these young freshmen come up for Coach Gail Stammer and the Dominican Penguins.
Do you have our record? Penguins coming in tonight will be playing on the southern end of the Conlin Center. For those of you who are familiar with our great facility here, that is the farthest court from the front door. Of course, our athletics director here is the great Brandon Leinbach, who has been nothing but spectacular as far as leading the Penguins and the entire athletics program here the last couple of years. And Brandon Leinbach's in the house, as you might imagine. Penguins are just getting their last few warm-up hits going on. And Mike Temple, you wanted to bring us some information about the Penguins from last year.
Yeah, just last year's team had a very good showing. Even though the record was 12-18, they finished 9-11 in conference with a huge win on senior night. So they're looking to bring that into the Conlin Center this game. They are going against a team who struggled a little bit last year in Montana State Billings. They were 7-20 overall, 4-14 in conference. So two teams who are looking to maybe improve on their records last year, but definitely have some promising young players.
And there are a lot of freshmen on the team. coming into play for Coach Stammer. In fact, Madison Marshall, the 6'4" freshman out of Lake Oswego, Oregon. And because of her height, you know, the first thing you see is Marshall, and you look and say, well, that's one thing the Penguins have never had, anybody at that height. 6'4", the tallest Penguin, at least in the 15 years I've been on the air with the Penguins as far as volleyball players. Also, Amy Steinwand, who will definitely be playing today. She's out of Colorado Springs. These are freshmen I'm going over. Kaylin Van Ryn, a 5'8" freshman out of Knights Ferry, California. Alexa Lojidici, a 5'3" freshman out of Sacramento, went to St. Francis High School. And Shannon Riggio-Curley out of Albany, just over in the East Bay, a 5'9" freshman. So Stammer's got a lot of freshmen to work with. Sometimes that can be bad. Sometimes that can be very good. Sometimes it can be very tough.
Yeah, especially early on in the season when the freshmen are just starting to gel into college volleyball, getting used to the Division II climate. It's going to be interesting to see how they adjust now in their first home game here in the Collins Center to start this tournament off.
We're happy you are here, everybody. In just a few seconds left, the overhead announcements are coming up. The Penguins are out on the end line. They are going to start on the western end of the Collins Center. And you might think to yourself, well, wait a minute, Stu, the western end, it's always north and south. Well, because of the tournament atmosphere, they're playing doubles, two courts set up, and simultaneous matches going on. So instead of north and south, there are two courts, west and east. Gail Stammer, who had a rough summer, spent a month in the hospital, I'm happy to report is healthy, and she is here leading the team, and I think that whatever had her down didn't keep her down for a month. That's an extended period of time. But she's healthy, and I think she's got to be pumped for her first game back here in the Conlin Center. It's always great to be back.
And this is going to kick off the PacWest versus GNAC volleyball crossover. Two teams that finished eighth in their conference last season, taking off Dominican versus Montana State Billings University.
So because of the two-team environment or two-match environment going on, it doesn't look like there's going to be much overhead announcing. So
yeah, that would be confusing.
Yeah, that would be very confusing, wouldn't it? Stuart Horn and Mike Temple with you, everybody, right here on Penguin Radio. Opening day. Penguin volleyball. Now, the Penguins are the home team by virtue of the coin toss, not because the Penguins are hosting, because, of course, on the opposing court, that is on the northern end of the Conlin Center, there's a match going on. And one of those two teams will be home and one away, again, as a result of the coin toss. For the Penguins, side out, Maddie Powelson is going to start things off, and a perfect serve to the back row. It's flipped up by Callen. Now the Penguins on defense. Middle row and Montana with a big hit on the outside. That's taken down by Grimsrud. To the back row in the corner, just out. And Montana leads 1-0.
Good start by the Penguins there. They denied the first attack from the left side from the Yellow Jackets, regained possession, and set up a beautiful attack on the left wing.
It did hit the back row, so the Penguins lead 1-0. Check it as Powelson with her second serve. It's just fisted over by Montana's Kindell Williams, a 5'9" junior out of Helena, Montana. And that lands wide, 2-0 DU here in match number one. Remember, everybody, it's rally scoring. Best 3 of 5 if Powelson lets one fly to the libero player in the back row. That's Wells. Wells to the front row, and it's bashed away by Chelsea Walter, a 6'2" senior out of Billings. 3-0 Penguins. On the floor for Gail Stammer, Amy Steinwand, Megan Callen, Sam Raines, Hannah Smith, Susanna Pilkerton, and Maddie Powelson to serve again. It is 3-0 DU. To the back row, Wells with the bump. Now the set and the hammer from the left corner by Grimsrud, the 6'1" outside hitter out of Montana City. It hits the top of the tape and rolls wide, 4-0 DU. You better help me keep score.
I know, that's what I was just thinking. I just started getting the tally going.
We've got no scoreboard here. Powelson with another beauty to the front row. It's just helped over, and now the DU's on offense. They work it to the outside. It's taken by Steinwan. She's got that yellow headband on with a ton of power. Steinwan lets it rip into the back row. 5-0. Here's Powelson again. After 5 points, Temple, she's got to be getting tired.
Yeah, couldn't envision a better start than this.
With the runner, now it's bumped and set to the front row, and the kill is laid in by Chelsea Walter, that 6'2" senior, and the Penguins are going to have to keep an eye on Walter. She is a powerhouse, and she, off to our right, is back to serve. Right on the center line with the runner. Now to the back row. It's bumped up by the libero player, Amanda Lee. It's bumped across and taken by Madia Roderick, and she can't handle it.
Steinwehr doing a nice job on that left wing there with another kill. The freshman playing huge to start off.
I think we have 6-1 now, and the DU's Lee will serve it up. Amanda Lee, one of the veterans, to the back row, and now it's helped across from close range by Julia Anderson, a 6'2" sophomore out of Helena, and the winner in the front row. 6-2?
6-2.
Thank you, Mike.
It's going to keep us honest over here.
All right, Kendall Williams with the serve. She gets it and taken by Steinwand. The Penguins with a bump across by Susanna Pilkerton, the veteran from the right corner, right into the middle row, and all the Yellow Jackets look at each other. You take it, you take it. Nobody took it. 7-1 DU, and here's Pilkerton, the sophomore. She's out of Dexter, Michigan. Isn't that your hometown, Mike? Dexter,
Michigan? I wish it was.
Now the helper by Ashlyn Ward, who came in for Montana. Number 8 is Ward, a 6'1" sophomore. And the front row blocks it down. DU with the point.
8-2.
And it's 8-2 DU's. Now a timeout here in the Conlin Center. Well, Mike, your first segment of Penguin volleyball, it is fast-paced, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how you're keeping up right now. You have to look at the score, keep your own score, then look at the new numbers for these players. It's pretty intense. You got no breaks over there. I think you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I'm a little rusty. It is game one. We'll get it together. Of course, there are 2 games tomorrow, 2 matches for the Penguins. And, of course, only the Penguin games will be broadcast. And then there will be 1 more on Saturday. And the end of the timeout has come. Pilkerton has taken her position beyond the end line. And as usual, she from the right corner, the Penguins off to our left, occupying the western side of the court. Montana, the Yellow Jackets, off to our right. The Yellow Jackets are coached by Lisa Axel and assisted by Jody Alexander. And of course, Gail Stammer at the helm for the mighty Penguins with Jack Cowden by her side. Pilkerton beyond the end line, spins the ball. The lefty Pilkerton lets it ride. Back row bumped up by Seaman. Stormy Seaman, this 5'8" sophomore. The Penguins with a brilliant save by Pilkerton. And now the killer by Steinwand. And it ties up the Yellow Jackets. They can't handle it, 9-2.
Steinwand's making things difficult over there. Every attack she is making is going straight to the ground, causing the Yellow Jackets to dive.
Pilkerton looks over to Stammer and lays one into the net. The first unforced error of the afternoon by either squad, and those hurt, 9-3.
Yeah, that was the first blemish of this start in the first set here for the Penguins. Up 9-3. They're looking pretty solid here to start it off.
The veteran, Valerie Larson, a junior out of Richmond, has rotated in. And now the DUs are on defense as it's knocked across by Kimmy Kirk. The Penguins now on defense. Here's the runner by Seaman. And I'm not sure what the scoring was, and the point to the Yellow Jackets. The DUs obviously were diving for it right at the feet of Samantha Raines, the team captain, and it just touched the ground. So here's the next serve by Kirk. She goes back row. It's bumped up by Steinwan, the DU's on defense. Helped over by the libero player, Wells. Now the Penguins on offense. They set it up. Oh, and the sneak attack from the front row by Hannah Smith, the sophomore out of Reno, and the Penguins are up 10-3.
No one expected it. Snuck right in the middle of the Yellow Jack defense. Beautiful play there.
Service now by Steinwan. From the middle row, she throws it way up with the runner from the end line. Slams it into the libero player. It hits the back on the bump by Anderson. Hits the back of Anderson. She's able to help it over. After it hit her back, one of the other Yellow Jackets was able to corral it. And then they set it up off of the hands of Steinwan, who was diving for the save. Couldn't handle it, 10-4.
What a great recovery there from the Yellow Jackets to fight off the serve, like you said, off the back and still got the point out of it.
Yeah, that was amazing. Here's a service by Wells. Penguins on offense. They set it up to Samantha Raines and bumps it off of the front row. Penguins with a point, 11-4. And coming in is Megan Callen for the first time tonight. Sam Raines will serve it up for the DUs.
I like having Sam Raines and Megan Callen in the middle of the Penguin lineup. Two huge, tall players who can really create havoc for the Yellow Jackets.
Raines out of Placerville. Lets it fly into the middle row. A perfect serve right at the feet of Kimmy Kirk, who has to dive for it. And the DUs with the point after the two touch on the Yellow Jackets. 12-3? 12-5, check it. We have no scoreboard, so I have to look over to Mike at the conclusion of each point. Now the Penguins with a brilliant serve. Leaves in the front row. Callen with the hammer to the middle. Saved by the DUs into the net. Callen with the dig. Now it's helped across by Steinwan. Nothing on it. Here come the Penguins. Steinwan lets it fly. Oh, and it caught the back line. Point for the Yellow Jackets. Steinwan had an instant with which to think about it. And she let it go. And I think wisely so, though it did catch a piece of the line.
Yeah, that was just a beautiful attack there from the left wing. Just snuck it in, like you said.
12-6. Here's a service by Madia Roderick. Penguins on defense. Lee just helps it across with two hands. Now they set it to the killer by Chelsea Walter, who goes wide with it. And one of the Penguins touched it. So now it's 12-7 or something like that.
Yeah, 12-7.
Here's Roderick with the service. The DUs now bump the set to Steinwan. She gets off a good one with a lot of power. Front row blocked by the DU's Hannah Smith, but it goes wide. Now it's 12-8. Yeah, here come the Yellow Jackets fighting back.
Letting the Yellow Jackets back in the game here with some great attack from the front players.
Matea Roderick now with another great serve to the back row. Lays it into Powelson. And Powelson with the dig. Somehow the DUs save it. Steinwan diving for it, but the point to the Yellow Jackets as the Penguins hit it four times.
You can see what Walter and Grismut are doing up top. They're really making things hard for the Penguins, causing them to hit the floor and dive, which is creating awkward opportunities.
Roderick with a 12-9 advantage. To the left side, Powelson with a killer. It's saved beautifully by the libero player Wells. Now the DUs, Lee leans down and it hits Lee in the fist and goes wide, and now it's 12-10. Well, the DUs were in total control, but the Yellow Jackets have really adjusted beautifully. Next serve by Roderick. Goes to Powelson again. Bumped up by the setter, Hannah Smith. Helped across the soft one by Powelson. Smith again. Now Maddie. Now to Pilkerton. Goes to the back row with a winner! And the DUs, check it, that was sign one. With the killer to the back row. Either way, the Penguins finally get Roderick off of the end line and get a point of their own. Now it's 13-10, and serving for the Penguins is Hannah Smith, the freshman setter. She goes to the back row. It's bumped up by Stormy Seaman. And Seaman with the bump. The Penguins couldn't handle the kill. And it's 14-11.
13-11. 13-11. I have chicken scratch over here.
All right. Seaman to serve. She goes to the back row. Powelson with a bump. Now Wells with a set. Now Maddie comes back up and hits it to Roderick, and it catches her in the chin. It snuck right through her outstretched arms and caught her right in the chin. Not quite a six-pack, but she felt it.
Yeah, what a rocket there.
14-11. Here's Powelson, the veteran. She runs up on the end line. Now to the corner. Bumped across by Seaman. Now right side. Now the DUs catch it on the softy. Set up by Smith. DUs on defense. Bumped up by Kendall Williams. Pilkerton just hits it to the back row. And kind of flailing at it was Maddie Powelson just trying to save it, and it goes wide right. She was actually facing away from the net, trying to deal with that kind of a cattywampus set from Pilkerton. Here's the serve by the Yellow Jackets, Chelsea Walter. DUs on defense, punched across by Steinwan, and the DUs are in trouble. Lee diving for it after the kill by Grimsrud, and the point goes to the Yellow Jackets. 14-13.
Yellow Jackets have all the momentum right now. It's important that the Penguins get a side out and get the ball back in their court.
Game's to 25. Walter with a serve. to Lee in the back row. Set up by Smith. Set to Kellen with a killer in the back corner. Diving for it is Seaman. She can't get to it. And that makes it 15-13. Penguins leading this one as Lee will serve it up. She spins it in the hand. Far left corner, Lee. Goes to the middle row. Now they set it again to Grimsrud, who hits the antenna DU point. Boy, that Grimsrud can generate a ton of power. She's got her left wrist all taped up, but she's a right-handed hitter. Penguins now 16-13. Lee to the back row to Grimsrud, and they dink it across by Julia Anderson. Penguins pick it up, and now the D's are on defense. Grimsrud slams one. Maddie picks it up. Smith, left side to Steinwand. She hammers it across. The D's on defense. Grimsrud into the net. Penguin point, 17-13.
Ever since the Callan attack from the middle block position, they have all of a sudden gained momentum back on their side, up 17-13.
Amanda Lee, the veteran, has been on a pretty good roll here. She wears the libero jersey. Oh, off the top of the tape. Looked like she wasn't ready for her own serve. Helped across. Oh, and the D's with a great save. Front row dugout by Steinwand. Oh, she's tough. Steinwand with a left-handed helper. And now the D's on defense. Softed across by the Yellow Jackets. And Pilkerton with the killer! Susanna, 18-13.
Beautiful play there. They faked going right, went left to Pilkerton, knocked it down with a left hand. Huge point.
Great deception by the veteran Pilkerton. Lee, again off the top of the tape.
That's her specialty.
Picked up by Grimsrud. A perfect block by Pilkerton, and the winner, she can do it all.
Reigns Pinkleton went up for a double block there. Don't know who got it, but whoever did slammed it right back in the face of the Yellow Jackets. Huge point.
Timeout called by the Penguins. Yeah, that was a great block by the tandem of Pilkerton and Sam Reigns, and it is now 19-13 in favor of the Penguins. And you are listening to radio.dominican.edu live Division II, NC2A Division II volleyball action from the Conlin Center on the campus of Dominican University of California. I am Stuart Horn. My lovable sidekick is Mike Temple. And, of course, Alex Swan is going to be alongside in set number two. Brandon Limebach, our trusty AD, is in the house watching this one very closely because the Penguins, who are now back out on the court at the end of the timeout, have not experienced a win yet. This season, they are 0-4.
Yeah, they went up against some tough competition down in Colorado. They faced the number 18 team in Colorado School of Mines and the number 14 team, Grand Valley State. So they faced some tough competition. Coming back home, let's see what kind of momentum they can carry over.
See if they can finish the deal. Here's Lee, 19-13. She to the back row, Grimsrud with a bump. Set up by Williams. Right side, and the Penguins are on defense. Now they bump it up. Oh, and Pilkerton with a fist shot. She landed into the net on the way down. And the Yellow Jackets with the point, 19-14. The D is just looking to finish off this, set number one. Best of five. And serving for the Yellow Jackets is Kendall Williams, a 5'9" junior out of Helena. That's Helena, Montana, not St. Helena. Penguins now on defense after the perfect serve. Maddie off the top of the tape. It's picked up by the libero player, Ashley Wells, and a whistle as Kendall Williams rolled under the net. DU point. You can't hit the net, and you can't roll under it, and now they want, the Yellow Jackets are requesting some rags to come out on the floor. Once somebody hits the floor, it's pretty hot in here.
Yeah,
and
especially with all these people.
Yeah, there's a ton of people in here, a really good crowd for this tournament, especially middle of the day. Classes going on here at DU.
Maybe that's why there's such a big crowd.
And so they wiped up the sweat. Here's Pilkerton with the serve. It's 20-13, and Pilkerton goes deep. So she laid one in the net for the first unforced error, and now she knocks one extremely long for the second unforced error, and those hurt.
I guess as a coach, you can maybe look at it. She's trying to make some adjustments. She was short the first time, went a little too deep the next time. Third time will be the charm. She'll hit it right perfectly.
Here's Kimmy Kirk for the Yellow Jackets. She goes to the back row. It's picked up by Steinwand. Now the slammer by Steinwand after the perfect set by Smith.
The freshman.
21-16.
The freshman in her first home game here, looking like a real force to be reckoned with.
I've heard a lot of good things about her, and she's really living up to it. Now with just a ton of topspin, the Penguins with a perfect serve. There's the slam, saved by Lee, helped across by Powelson, and it finds the back row right at the feet of Kimmy Kirk. 22
16. DU's just 3 points away here in the red zone. Serving it up is Steinwand. She throws it way up there, and Steinwand knocks it into the net. Oh, is that a momentum killer? Steinwand, a 5'8" freshman out of Colorado Springs, has been just absolutely nails so far, except for that serve late in the game. Here's the next serve by the Yellow Jackets. Haley Wells helped across. The DUs find the back row with a winner by Powelson, 23-16. The DU's just 2 points away. Up on her feet is Gail Stammer, making some changes. She's going to bring in Caitlin Van Ryn in place of Sam Raines, and Van Ryn will serve. For the first time, her first minutes in the Conlin Center. Van Ryn bounces it 8 or 10 times. Now runs up on the end line and lets it fly to the back row. It's a perfect serve. Taken by Kimmy Kirk. The DU's on defense now. Here's the helper over to the right to Powelson. It's bumped up. The Yellow Jackets save it. Back to the back row. The Penguins get it. Steinwand helps it over with not much on it to the back row and a whistle, and the Yellow Jackets with a point.
No, I think they're going to say it hit the ground before that play, and they're going to give Penguins a point.
You're right. Here it is. Here's Matt. Check it. Set point. We're in set number one, everybody. It's 24-16. Can Caitlin Van Ryn finish the deal? Off the top of the tape, it's a perfect one. Kimmy Kirk with a bump. Now it's wide, Yellow Jacket point. On the side of the court, it got past Callen. In for the Yellow Jackets is Maria Roderick, who comes back in, and she in place of Ashlyn Ward. She'll serve. She's got the brace on her left knee. Now the Penguins on offense. Powelson with a poor, she had to come up after a poor leave. Powelson just helps it across. The DUs throw up a wall. Hannah Smith gets a hand on it with Callen, but it goes off of her arm wide, and now it's 24-18. The next serve by Roderick, way over in the right corner. Yellow Jackets off to our right, and she lets it fly. Powelson with a bump, Smith with a set. And a whistle before Steinwand could let it fly. Yellow Jackets again, a two-touch committed by Smith.
24-19, Penguins need 1 point to close it out.
Hannah Smith is the setter up there in the middle. 24-19, as Mike said. Here's the next serve by Roderick. Smith with the saver. Now Lee just has to help it over to the back row. Diving forward is Roderick. They just dink it across. Lee again with a great save, but it goes into the scorer's table, and the Yellow Jackets are really bringing it 24-20.
This has been a game of runs so far, both teams making 4 or 5 point rallies while the other team counters with one of their own. Good back and forth match.
Momentum is so huge. Here's Roderick again. Penguins up by 4. They need one more score. There's the set by Smith, the helper by Callen, and that's it! Callen finds the back line! 25-20, the final in set number one. Wow, that was exciting.
Yeah, like we said, it went back and forth. Penguins were able to close it out there. They made it interesting to end that first set, but nice finish from Callen, the senior in the middle.
Well, the Penguins know now what to expect as both teams will change sides. But the fact that the Yellow Jackets were able to adjust, and you know, good teams will do that, and they really did, and they gave it a great run late in that particular set. Of course, in volleyball, each individual game is referred to as a set, and then the entire thing, the best of five, is a match. And I see Amanda Wasco, who just came hobbling in front of us here at the scorers table on Media Row. Wasco, who was going to be a huge part of the Penguins effort this year, injured her right knee and is gone for the season. I welcome in the Swanee, Alex Swan, for this one. What about Wasco?
That hurts. You lose your best player. And when she goes down for the year, it's luckily enough that she can get a medical red shirt and she'll be back next year. But anytime your captain goes down, you look for players to step up. And it helps when you're going for your first win that you can win the first set.
Madison Marshall is listed at 6'4", and she is a freshman out of Lake Oswego. And the Penguins have never had a 6'4" player on the volleyball team, Swanee, and what a luxury that is. You know, height in volleyball is a huge advantage.
And she's a freshman, and I guarantee you Samantha Raines is really coaching her up, the senior captain, and kind of getting how familiar she can be with middle blocking. But I'll tell you what, Steinwand seems like she's taking on the role of Wasco, and she's only a freshman, so that's a bright spot for Dominican.
Yeah, it really is. In fact, Coach Gail Stammer said that Steinwand showed some real potential when she was recruiting and scouting her, and that she was one of the players to really keep an eye on. Of course, the coach is going with a little bit different look. In her last 3 years, she has employed almost exclusively a 5-1 offense, but says now that with Larson and Smith as setters, she can take it in a little bit different direction and go 4-2 with two setters, which is an additional luxury. Everybody, you're listening to Penguin Volleyball right here on Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. Alex Swan and yours truly, Stuart Horn, on the call for set number two. The Penguins victorious in set number one. A long way to go, but a good way to start, 25-20.
And like you're saying, those two setters, that's going to be able to set up Paulson, Steinwand, Pilkerton on the outside, and they can go either way. It's just not going to be feeding one side or the other. We saw the Yellow Jackets really feed Simeon on the left side, and she has been able to get contained.
Both teams are back out on the floor. For Gail Stammer, it will be Pilkerton, Smith. Let's see, Steinwand is back out there along with Sam Raines, Megan Callen, and Maddie Paulson. So those are the six for the Mighty DUs. And we'll have Alex is on the side of the Yellow Jackets. Maybe you can bring us their players, Alex.
Looks like back to serve. Are we calling her Simeon or Seaman?
Simeon, I guess, is her name. Okay. I'm not positive. We want to get it right. I just wanted to know who the six were for the Yellow Jackets.
So you got Seaman, Roderick, the libero Wells, down low with the middle blocker Walter, Williams, and on the outside, that looks like Ward,
Simeon,
Ashlyn Ward.
All right, Ward out there and Simeon behind the end line. She'll serve it up. Penguins up, one set, love. And the first serve is to Paulson. She with a poor leave, too close to the net, and that forced Hannah Smith into the net, 1-0 in favor of the visiting Yellow Jackets. The Penguins, the home team here, in not just because the Penguins are literally the home team, but by virtue of the coin toss, because it is a multi-team tournament. So it's 1-0 Yellow Jackets here in set number two, and Simeon is back to serve. She again to Paulson, right between Paulson and Lee. Right side, as it's bumped across by Steinwand from the back row. She had a lot on it. Pilkerton with a bump. Here's the set. Forward set to Maddie into the back row, and the killer is the winner, 1-1. Paulson with a good killer from the right corner.
She's got a deadly cross-court serve, and she can really bury it right underneath the libero Wells.
Paulson looks over to Gail Stammer, gets the indication where Stammer prefers the serve to land. She goes to the back left. Now it's slammed by Monica Grimsrud. And Grimsrud is just so big and bad, and she just hammered it. It was a little bit deep. He is up 2-1. Boy, sometimes it's so hard to tell on that back row. Here's Ashlyn Ward. Penguins pick it up nicely. It's the killer attempt by Steinwand is blocked beautifully by the Yellow Jackets, right back in her face, and it's two apiece.
Williams and Walter had to scramble over for that double block. Nicely done.
Service now by Chelsea Walter. Walter, a 6'2" senior out of Billings, bumped across by Paulson from the back row. Now the hammer by Julia Anderson. The DUs pick it up. Back row now, picked up by Smith. Now Lee, back over to Smith. Dinked across by Pilkerton. And it's Yellow Jacket point. I'm not sure why. I think Pilkerton went across the net.
Just barely tapped that net on the way down.
3-2 in favor of the Jackets. Here, do this backwards. Oh, and Lee stuck a hand out on a serve that was going to be well out of bounds, and for some reason she just allowed it to touch her left hand. She was on the end line, and she was letting it go, but somehow her hand got in the way. 4-2, Jackets. And now to the front row, diving forward is Steinwan. She just barely was able to save it. Now it's helped over by Ashlyn Ward. Penguins on offense. Callen, flat-footed, just across. Slammed over by Marshall. Check it, not Marshall, by Walter. And Steinwan with a killer.
And she started it all with the excellent dive. Walter went with a bloop serve, and then Steinwan able to find a gap.
Yeah,
punishes it.
That's a good call. It's 4-3 Penguins, but you're right. The bloop serve, because all the Penguins had moved back and left the front row totally exposed. Lee with the serve. Now Lee with a bump. Now the set to Smith. And helped across by Steinwan. She doesn't do much with it. She hit it with her left hand, and it slams into media row after it comes onto the Penguin side for a piece. Kendall Williams will serve. I don't know what the score is. It's 5-3, so says Mike Temple. He's our official scorer, but... And now it's 6-3 as the serve is an ace.
And it caught Paulson off guard there.
By Kendall Williams.
Right up in under the breadbasket.
6-3 Yellow Jackets here in set number two. Best of five, rally scoring. Every time the ball touches the ground, a point is scored. So you don't have to have possession in order to get a point. Williams will serve it up again. Off to our left, and she brings it off the top of the tape. Paulson with a bump. Now the Penguins, Hannah Smith with a set. Penguins across, but not a lot on it. Oh, and a great block by Samantha Raines, the team captain. Pilkerton and Raines threw up a wall. And a perfect defensive play gives the Penguins the point, 6-4. Pilkerton to serve. Susanna, the sophomore, at 5'11", into the middle row. The libero player, Haley Wells, brings it up. Wells again, now with a bump. Now it's set over to the left side. The attempted kill by Monica Grimsrud is a good one.
How powerful are her swings? Unbelievable. She really gets a lot of velocity behind it.
Yeah, you're right. There's a real art form to being an outside hitter. A lot of height and a lot of power. And the serve to the DUs by Kimmy Kirk is a good one. Kirk now with a bump after the Penguins sent it back across. Now they set it to Simeon, and she into the net. The DUs with a point.
And they're challenging Raines, and she's sending them right back.
7-5. Amy Steinwan, the 5'8 freshman, throws it up with the right hand and follows it with a right-handed killer. Her last serve was into the net, and the helper by Sam Raines snuck it over, and the winner. And the Yellow Jackets aren't happy with the call, but they give the point to the Penguins. 7-6. Steinwan again from the right edge. A perfecto into the back row. Bumped up by Simeon into the back, and it's called in.
Perfect placement on the kill from Simeon.
Simeon lays it in there, and now it's 8-6. Penguins trail here in set two. The serve by Haley Wells, a 5'5 freshman out of Albany, Oregon, not Albany, California. Steinwan knocks it across, not a lot on it. Grimsrud, very deep. Oh, and the Yellow Jackets get the point, and I'm not sure what the call was, Alex. Grimsrud knocked it way out of here, but apparently one of the Penguins was on the net. So now it is 9-6, the Penguins trail. Smith with the set. Raines tried to just dink it over, saw style into the front row, right at the feet of Chelsea Walter, but she shorted it into the net. And now it is 10-6, the Penguins trail. Haley Wells again to Lee. The set to Smith. Sam Raines back row! And the winner.
She gets caught short on the first time, and they go right back to her for the beautiful kill in the back left corner.
10-7 after Raines with a winner. Raines side out, goes to the back row, and the service ace after Kimmy Kirk couldn't handle it. 10-8, and here come the Penguins.
And that service had a lot of downward bite right up on Kirk underneath her chin.
Well, the good ones really can have a lot of topspin and get down fast. Here's another perfect serve from Raines to Grimsrud. And it finds the back row.
And Raines is almost wanting an appeal here. She thought that was out, but it looks like Grimsrud just got enough of that back line.
It looked like it was deep. Reigns thought it was deep. I thought it was deep, but the official said it was in, and so it's 11-8, and the Yellow Jackets will have the service. Here's Roderick. Roderick to Steinwand at her feet. She bends down and can't handle it. And it goes wide, and the service ace for Roderick. And that comes at a bad time. 12-8 now, Yellow Jackets. 1-0 in sets for the Penguins. Another service ace as Lee dives for it. Roderick laid it in the middle row. And Gail Stammer wants a timeout, and I think it's a good time because the Penguins are looking pretty shabby all of a sudden.
And that's back-to-back aces from Roderick. And she also has a nice serve, just lofts it over the net, but then it just top spins forward right down in between the libero Lee and Smith.
All right, everybody, we are going to take a very short timeout right here on radio.dominican.edu. And welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Penguin Radio Worldwide from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn and Alex Swan. Well, the Penguins here with a nice showing in set number one, but right now it's 13-8, and the D's have their work cut out for them as the Montana Yellow Jackets are adjusting, as good teams do, and they've been getting a couple of good breaks, and it seems like good teams do get good breaks, and I mean they're fine in the back row. And the back line, the end line, time after time. Here's the next serve by Roderick. And they set it up to Powelson with a dink and the campfire and the Yellow Jackets spread out and the Penguins with a point. And that makes it 13-9. For the Penguins, Hannah Smith will serve. So coming out of the timeout, whatever Gail Stammer said must have been totally effective. Here's the attempted kill by Stormy Simeon, and the Penguins are right there with some brilliant defense, and now it is 13-10.
Well, Pilkerton and Callum were back in there and combined with a nice duo.
Simeon with a serve. The Penguins on offense now. The set to Maddie off the front row, and that's a winner, 13-11, and here come the DUs with three in a row. Hannah Smith will serve for the DUs. Roderick just finished, and Smith into the net at the most inopportune time. Just as they were getting the momentum going, and they give the point away. So you fight hard for 1 point, and then you hand another one back. It's 14-11, Yellow Jackets. And that just happens. Here's Simeon. Sheeta Lee. Now to the front row. Smith with the bump. Maddie with his attempted kill, but it's wide on the left side. 15-11 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Here's Simeon to the back row. It's knocked up by Steinwand. They set it up to Powelson, who dinks it right over the top of the outstretched arms by Ashlyn Ward.
Oh, clever, clever tip from Powelson after she served up a couple nice kills. Goes with the soft floater.
That was crafty. Here's Maddie. She runs up on the end line, and with a very flat, nice top-spinning serve, they go to Lee. Now the set to Smith, and the kill attempt by Steinwand lands at the feet of one of the Yellow Jackets, who sends it back to Lee, and it goes out off of the end line. Point for the Yellow Jackets, and it makes it 16-12. Fans, if you'd like to send us a note, we'd love to hear from you. Anything you'd like to send us, whether you love us or otherwise, send it on in, radio@dominican.edu. We're doing our very best to bring you live volleyball action from the Conlin Center. Penguins on defense now, and Pilkerton into the net. Yellow Jacket point, and that makes it 17-12, and the D's are back down by a five spot. Chelsea Walter off the end line. Walter, a 6'2" senior out of Billings, serves it saved by Powelson, and that was a great one. Smith now just helps it across, and the DUs are on defense, and the killer is laid in there by Julia Anderson at the feet of Amanda Lee.
That was a beautiful set by Ward, just kind of left it right there for Anderson to punch it.
Lee, the 5'2" sophomore out of Daly City. Here's a serve to the front row, saved by Steinwan. Lee helps it across, and now the DUs are on defense, and it's going to be tough. The kill attempt by Ashley Ward is wide left, and that's a gift. And the DUs get back, and it's 18-13.
That was a gift. Smith was a little off her line, and it just was able to go wide of that end line.
Yeah, Ward hasn't missed too many today as they keep wiping up the floor. I think they need to turn on the AC in here. There's a lot of sweat on the floor, especially in the front row.
I'm sweating over here in the press box.
Here's Amanda Lee. And it's a good serve, and somehow the Yellow Jackets with the save. Lee just flops it across after Smith dives for it. Great move by the Penguins. And one of the Yellow Jackets. Oh, brother, and the error by the Penguins in the front row gives the Yellow Jackets another easy one, and now it's 19-13, and for the first time tonight, the Penguins trail by 6. Here's the runner by Kendall Williams. Back row, the DUs. Smith with the set. Pilkerton with the left-handed jab across. There's a whistle following the smash by Monica Grimsrud.
And it looks like Steinwan reached over the net on that block attempt.
I don't think it'd be Wasco. I don't think Wasco is going to be reaching across any nets anytime soon. Kendall Williams with the next serve as the Penguins trail by 7 here in set number 2. Steinwan with a mash attempt. Pilkerton now after the Yellow Jackets send it back at him, and the Penguins trail by 8. 21-13, timeout. Penguins here in set number 2. They lead in sets 1-0, but it's getting late here in set number 2, and the DUs are going to have to get it together, because 4 points from now, the Yellow Jackets are going to have their first set of the afternoon.
And the Yellow Jackets have really put pressure on DU's back line. It looks like they've made good adjustments for Coach Lisa Axel's squad. And anytime you can control possession of the serve, it bodes well for you.
Well, you're listening to Division II Volleyball from the Conlin Center. Our first broadcast of the 2014 volleyball campaign under Gail Stammer. And of course, we're going to have every single home game broadcast this season. Mike and Alex and I will be here for every point. So we hope that you'll have a chance to either come down to the Conlin Center when you can't make it here, or if you're simply too far away, well, be sure to tune in, because we'll be here. Penguins in search of their first NC2A volleyball title. Here's the next serve by Williams. Here's the bump, and the Penguins knock it across. Steinwand is long, and she went all in there. She just did everything she could from the middle row, but now it's 22-13, a 9-point advantage for the Yellow Jackets. Maddie with the bump. Here's the helper by Raines. Penguins now on defense, and the block by Raines and Pilkerton beautifully. Another knock by Wells. Pilkerton in the front row, softly, and Steinwan with the winner. And the DUs pull back to 14 points, so it's 22-14. And the DUs look a little winded.
And Grimsrud came away over expecting Steinwan to kill it, and she had a nice tap over the net.
Pilkerton goes to the back row. It's bumped up, and the DUs are on defense as the ball almost hits the ceiling. And, of course, the ceiling's alive here at the Conlin Center. Any ball that hits it, you keep playing. And we've seen him hit. The perfect block by Sam Raines. She gets in the way of the attempted smash by Julia Anderson, and Raines with a saver. 15 points for the DUs, 22 for the Yellow Jackets. Pilkerton to serve. DUs on the precipice of a massive comeback. Can they do it? Down 7 late. Pilkerton with the bump. Wells, Steinwan goes cross court into the net. Oh, that hurts. Steinwan had a perfect angle, just looked up on it a little early. 23-15. Penguins trail here in set 2. Kimmy Kirk to serve from the back left corner. To Maddie, to Wells, to Steinwan with a winner. And there it is, totally athletic, had big hops, tons of power behind it. 23-16, Steinwan to serve. She She runs up on it. Steinwan into the net. Set point. Oh, that hurt. Oh, man.
We'll see the freshmen grow throughout this season. But that hurts, especially when you're trying to make the comeback.
Shannon Riggio-Curley is coming in place of Steinwan to the bench for Gail Stammer on set point. 24-16, fans. The serve into the middle, and they go straight to Riggio-Curley. Maddie with a killer, and one of the Yellow Jackets were in the net. And the DUs hang tough. They're still alive. 24-18. Reigns to serve. It's not surprising they went right to Curley as she subs in. It happens all the time. Somebody new comes in, they go right to her. Now the Penguins on defense. It's helped across. It's bumped up in the DUs. Callen sets it right into the middle. They go from the Yellow Jackets, go deep, and the Penguins are still alive. 24. What is this, Mike? 18? Okay, 18.
The defense was scrambling, and Callen tipped it right over into the empty space.
24-18. Sam Reigns to serve. Riggio-Curley in the middle back. And they're just waiting for the officials with the scoring. Yellow Jackets are ready. Here's Reigns with the runner. They go to the middle row. It's bumped up and helped over by Williams. Riggio-Curley bumps it up. They set it to Pallison. She goes softly into the middle row. Diving for it is Haley Wells. She can't get it. The Penguins are still alive. 24-19. Oh, that last point is just so hard to get. Reigns with the runner. Another perfect serve. Bumped up by Simeon. And they knock it into Riggio-Curley, and it's wide right. And that's it. Set number two belongs to the Montana Yellow Jackets, and we're tied up. The final score in set number two was 25-19 for the Yellow Jackets. And when we come back, we will have set number three. Well, this one's coming right down to it, Swanee. One set apiece. I don't know who's going to win it, but I know one thing. It's going to be a great match, and we'll have it for you right here on radio.dominican.edu. Be right back.
And we are back from the Collins Center. This is at radio.dominican.edu. Mike Temple, Alex Swan, Stuart Horn on the call. We are doing the PacWest versus GNAC volleyball crossover tournament. This is the first game of both the Penguins' home slate and of this tournament. Right now we're locked in a good one, 1-1, as sets are concerned for both Dominican and Montana State's Billings. First set, 25-20, Dominican won. Second set, Montana State answered, won 25-19. Very important set here, Swanee, set number three. It looks like the Penguins coach, Gail Stammer, is going to send out Sam Raines, Pinkerton, Hannah Smith, Megan Callen, Paulson. I know we're going to have the libero come in for Raines, so it's going to be Amanda Lee coming in. And on the left side, we're going to have Steinwand, who's been the killer freshman.
And set three is a critical set. That's when a team can really control the match.
Here we are, ready for the first serve of set number three. They get it over to the background, now set up perfectly by Williams. Now pumped across, Dominican saves it. Beautiful attack there from Walters, but Dominican once again bumps it over. Ball now with Montana State, they set it up top. Williams over to Ward. Ward with the crush from the left side, and they knock it down, 1-0, Montana State.
Ward's been coming on strong. She stepped up in set number two, and now they're really starting to feed her the rock in set number three.
That was a good job by the Penguins libero, Amanda Lee, just to keep that play alive, but it wasn't enough as the Yellow Jackets were able to slam it down. 1-0 here in set three. Sets are knotted up at one. Serve gets over. Penguins gain control. Attack from the back row. Saved from the Yellow Jackets. Again from the left side. Ward with an attack. Diving save by Paulson, but couldn't get it over the net. 2-0 Yellow Jackets.
Ward again. This time goes with the crafty tip over to the net. We've seen that from both teams a lot. They're going soft.
Yeah, once they're sending the double block, what they saw there with Callen and Pilkerton, she went softly over him. There's no one to cover in that soft spot and was able to drop it in right before Paulson was able to get there.
And one thing for Coach Axel, we haven't seen her libero, Hannah Wells, tonight as much as we've seen Lee on the other side for Dominican.
Interesting strategy set by Coach Lisa Axel in her third season with the Yellow Jackets. Serve gets across, attack from Steinwand. No good. Ball still in play with the Penguins over here. Set up perfectly for Pinkerton. Pinkerton, it knocks it down right past Kendall Williams. First point of the set for the Penguins.
Sneaks it by Williams, and Pinkerton has got a hard left-handed serve coming down on that right side.
For some reason, I like to butcher her name. It's Pilkerton, Pilkerton, Pilkerton. Nice kill there. Now serve gets over. Another attack from Ward on the left side. Saved by the Penguins. Amanda Lee couldn't gain possession again. And that'll end up being a point for the Yellow Jackets. 3-1 here in set number three. Good action coming back and forth in set three. This is usually one of the determining sets for both teams, especially since it's tied 1-1. Pilkerton this time from the right side. Her cross-court attack is good. And they're going to give the points to the Penguins, 3-2.
Pilkerton again with the downward kill, and she has grown a lot since her freshman year.
Yeah, didn't get too much playing time last season. This season, as a sophomore coming back, ready to rumble, and we saw it right there in the kill. Serve gets across, kill attempt from the left side, and Grismer knocks it down. Yellow Jackets again taking advantage.
You can't do anything about that. If you're not in position at the exact point where she's going to kill it, there's no chance. She hits it straight down.
4-2 Montana State Billings with the lead here in set three. Things tied 1-1. Nice save from Lee in the back row. Just bumped across by Steinwand. Now Yellow Jackets have it on the right wing. Kill attempt from the right wing. Good from Grisma. Two in a row for her.
And she is pinpointing where she wants to kill it, right in between Lee and Paulson.
That was a beautiful set there to set up a beautiful attack from Grismo. She is the team leader in kills, and we've seen it in the last two plays. Set by the Penguins. Now set up perfectly for Steinwand. The freshman goes cross-court right to left. Point Penguins. 5-3 in set three. Knotted up at one apiece. Going back is the freshman for the serve, Steinwand. At the hip, now over, perfect serve, saved by Wells, the libero, knocked over just on the back line in for Montana State as it touched the line, 6-3.
It's Grimsrud again, and it wasn't even a kill attempt. She just kind of tapped it over, and it was deep.
She's finding the soft spots in the defense currently, 6-3, serve over. Beautiful trick play there from Hannah Smith, the sophomore setter. Caught everyone off guard and was able to knock it down.
Faked like she was going to set it up on the outside for Paulson and then went with a quick tip.
used the left hand. Really, her back was facing towards the net. I don't even know if she knew where she was going with that, but found the middle of the defense. Snuck it in. Huge point, 6-4, Montana State still up.
It's not all about power and strength. You got to be crafty.
Yeah, you've got to be able to know where to hit it and how to get it there. Samantha Raines with the serve, controlled in the back end. Now the attack from Grismet again, and she once again finishes it off. No, that's going to be Chelsea Walter this time. Both of them such good attacks when it's hard to tell who's who.
Walter and Grimsrud has that dynamic duo right in the middle block, setting each other up very well. That's a tough tandem to handle.
Back for the serve, Roderick. She had a good run earlier in set two where she pulled off six in a row. This serve over. Paulson couldn't control it. Point, Montana State, 8-4. And we're getting word from our trusty assistant here, Stu, that she fell into the net. That was Paulson, by the way, so that's why the point was awarded to Montana State. On the season, Montana State is 4-0. They won their own tournament, which was the Jackets Volleyball Classic down in Montana. So start off the year good, come to a tournament like this, which is some more competition for them. What have you seen from Montana State early on?
Well, we saw the slow start, but now they're really starting to pick up momentum. And it's been Grimsrud and Walter. They can really control things up front along with Ward. And it's been tough for DU to stop. They started out well. They gained a lot of momentum, started attacking the Yellow Jackets, starting out 5-0. And since then, from the second set on, the momentum has totally been towards Montana State.
This is set three. If you just checked in at radio.dominican.edu, knotted up at one apiece. Dominican won the first one 25-20. Montana State answered with a 25-19 victory of their own in the second set. We're here in the third set now. Montana State up 8-4 in the first game of a four-game tournament that Dominican will be playing in the Collins Center. Going back to serve is Roderick. Wearing that yellow brace that Stu talked about earlier makes her look intense. And the serve over to the back row, settled with the set over to Paulson on the left side. She knocks it into the block but just falls in. Penguin point.
Had enough power on that kill to get it over Walter and Roderick's block.
Yeah, Walter and Roderick got a piece of it, just barely hung up in the air quick enough for the Penguins for it to fall to the floor and give them the point. Back for serve is the setter, Hannah Smith, the sophomore from Reno, Nevada. Nice serve, hard handle, but they do maintain possession. Yellow Jackets have it. They just barely bump it over. Diving save in the back row. Lee up to the front, dumped over. Yellow Jackets have it. Going towards Steinward. She flips it over. Weird play, but somehow still going. Beautiful rally from both teams and a finishing kill from Pilkerton.
Beautiful back set to Pilkerton. And she just kills it right down the line.
Off the timeout, Dominican has pulled together two straight points. It is 8-6 DU, down by two. Trying to keep it close here. Back to serve again is Smith. She throws it, and it's over to the back row. Now set up perfectly right there in the kill. It's like clockwork for Chelsea Water. She got a perfect set, and she finishes it off.
You could see that right after Roderick just laid it perfectly for Walter. She punched it straight down. Nothing you could do about that defensively.
Going back to serve is the sophomore, Stormy Simeon. Dominican handles it. Paulson tries to trick him, and it flies in between everyone. Does it hit the ground? Yes, it does. Paulson with the kill.
Walter is so aggressive with that middle block. She's going to be jumping at everything. So Paulson has been crafty to just sneak it right over the top in certain situations.
Yeah, we've seen that over the last three kill attempts. Really going soft now, not trying to go force it in between the blockers. Serve from Paulson, good. It's to the back side. Now Lee has it, the libero to the middle, Smith. Now over to Pilkerton. Her kill blocked but kept in by the Jackets. To the left side for them. Kill attempt off the net, and that was Ashlyn Ward. She couldn't get the kill as the Penguins with another point.
Callen and Pilkerton setting up the middle block, denying Ward.
Pilkerton back for serve. She runs quickly, just barely over the net. Perfect serve, handled by the libero, Wells. And a block attempt from Callen and Steinward. Good point for Penguins.
That's the Yellow Jackets' bread and butter. When Roderick can go with the back set, Walter's got a running start so she can pound it. But beautiful block by Callen. She read it all the way.
Score knotted up 9-9 in set three of a tie game. Here it is. Kill attempt for Walter. No good. Lee in the back row, dumped over just by Paulson, trying to regain possession. And a beautiful trick shot there from Kendall Williams, the setter. She was fake to set, instead just pulled it over to the opposite side of the court and got the point.
Williams did exactly what Hannah Smith did. Everybody was expecting Walter to get that set, and she just tipped it over.
Service goes to the back row. Penguins have it. Left side attack from Steinward. Not what she wanted, but Yellow Jackets have it. Now left wing Ward. Her attack stopped by the Penguins. Back to Steinward. Blocked from the combo of Williams and Anderson, and they get the point as it goes out of bounds. 11-9, Montana State Billings has pulled off two straight points since the Penguins tied it. Back to serve is Walter. Her serve good, caused the Penguins to run around the court a little bit. Pilkerton with a nice soft touch, then it came out of nowhere as well. Point Penguins.
And no one filled in for Walter's position. She's the middle blocker. Walter was serving. Pilkerton saw that and tipped it right over to the empty spot where Walters had to hustle back to.
Getting word that that's called a dink, so a dink right over the net. And that was a beautiful service ace for the Penguins. Now 12-11. No, 11-11 Penguins tied it up. Amanda Lee back for the serve. The libero gets it over. Setting up this attack here from the left side. Stopped by the Penguins. Back over. Penguins have it. Lee, left side Steinward. She's soft with it. Yellow Jackets have it. Once again, another attack attempt from Ward. Saved by the Penguins. Dive. No good. She ran onto the other side of the court where the other game's being played. Couldn't save it. Point Montana State.
Ward with two powerful swings, and Paulson tug them both out. That time, unable to keep that in play.
Yeah, we're seeing Ward a lot more from the left side in this match here. I mean, in this set in particular. We saw what they had in the likes of Williams and Walter, but now they're going towards Ward on the left side.
And you got options. Yellow Jackets have options up front and on the outside.
Maybe that's why they're 4-0. The Penguins right now 0-4, searching for that first win, keeping this game extremely close. Pilkerton with another left-handed kill. She went cross-court and found the soft spot. 12-12, this game is all tied up.
Her awareness is so amazing. She pinpoints where she wants to kill it to where the server had just placed the service.
Pilkerton, now the lefty with a beautiful serve. Causes some awkward moments for Montana State, but they just dump it over. Paulson to Smith. Smith to Raines. Raines goes soft, diving save by Wells. Now on the left side attack, the Yellow Jackets hit it out of bounds. Point to the Penguins. Grimsrove tried to get that lefty sneaker right down the right side. Couldn't get it in.
And she had an alley. Penguins fortunate.
13-12. Pilkerton with another good serve. Wells over to the back row attack. Hits off the net, but the Penguins still got it. Attack from Steinrud. Steinwan, and she gets it in. They're going to call contact. The block ball went out of bounds, but it was blocked by the Yellow Jackets, so point to the Penguins.
It was a one-on-one matchup outside with Steinwan and Ward, and she went right at her, able to get the deflection out of bounds.
Can say this a lot. Pilkerton with another serve, and again, another good one. Attack from the left wing. Grimsrud gets it in, and they stop the run. 14-13, Penguins up.
And Grimsrud, it's 6'1". She's so tall, she doesn't even have to get off the ground too much if there's a ball just floating near towards the top of the net.
We talked about it in the pregame. It looked like the Yellow Jackets had a lot of height, and they're showing it off right now in the multiple attacks that they're running. Good serve. Causes the Penguins to scramble a little bit, but still, nice attack from Steinwald blocked. Yellow Jackets have it. Just dump it across. Wells, oh, nice play, diving all over the place. I can't keep up with it. Lee just dumps it back over. Yellow Jackets have it. Attack on the right side this time is Grimsrud, and they're going to call contact. Grimsrud gets the point for the Yellow Jackets.
And she sailed that one. Fortunate enough that DU got a piece. Point to the Yellow Jackets. Grimsrud is going to swing at anything she has up above the net.
Score knotted up 14-14 in set three. And the Penguins get a point on the service air from the Yellow Jackets' Kimmy Kirk. Now serving for the Penguins is Steinwand. Steinwand gets it over. Yellow Jackets scramble, so they just dump it over as well. Nice play to get Samantha Raines freed up on the right side. She knocks it down.
Beautiful setup for Raines, as she just checked it back into this ball game, able to work the back line with a nice kill.
And a beautiful back set there from the setter, Hannah Smith, gets the point for Raines, and a service error from Steinwand. gives the points back to the Yellow Jackets. 16-15, Dominican up by one. Set three here in the PacWest versus GNAC volleyball crossover tournament. This is the first game for both teams. On the other court, we have a very competitive game as well. Coming back to our side, Maddie Pallison, soft kill attempt saved from the Yellow Jackets on the left wing. Stormy Simeon gets it in, but beautiful save from Backley Lee. And Pallison knocks it down. Kill for her. Beautiful setup from Smith and Reigns on that point. Score 17-15. Dominican up two. Going back for service is the freshman, Caitlin Van Ryn. We saw her in set one close out the deal. Can she help the Penguins out here? Good service to the back row. Save from the Yellow Jackets attack. Blocked in a diving save from Pallison. Van Ryn knocks it over. Back set for the Yellow Jackets. And an attack, and they're going to call into the net. Oh, no, double touch. They're going to call a double touch. Penguins get the point, 18-15. Van Ryn once again back to serve. She bounces it, gets it, spins up top, hit over to the back row. Set up perfectly for the Yellow Jackets on the right side attack. Blocked from Pallison. Diving effort for the Penguins. Can they keep it alive? No, they can't. 18-16. It looks like we're going to send in some subs for the Yellow Jackets. Coach Lisa Axel calling on Roderick, her serving specialist here, to come back in. Yellow brace. Ball thrown up, hit over to the back row. Set up from Smith. Smith to Pallison. Pallison going for the kill. Blocked, but right back to Callen. Callen saves it. Now Lee just knocks it over. Yellow Jackets in possession. Who are they going to go to? The right wing. Chelsea Walter gets the kill as the Penguins couldn't dive and save it.
Anytime Walter has momentum going towards the net, she is tough to dig out when she has a full swing going on. Williams has really looked for her, setting her up.
18-17, Penguins up one in set number three. Smith with the set to Callen, the senior. Dumps it softly over, almost fell, but a good save from the Yellow Jackets. Left wing, back row attack. No good for the Jackets. Penguins have it. Callen dumps it back to the back row. Now to the middle. The setter just trick plays it over. The double block and gets the point. Things knotted up at 18.
It was Walter again. Anytime you earn so much respect for how hard your swings are, she was able to tap it over softly. Well done.
Roderick once again serving. Her serve has been a problem for the Penguins in this whole game. Pallison with the kill attempt. They're going to call contact was made by the blockers and give the point to the Penguins.
And it looked like it ricocheted off Kendall Williams.
Penguins up 19-18. Set number three, and it is tied one set to one set. Going back to serve is Hannah Smith, sophomore from Nevada. This is good for the Penguins to get a close game here in the first game of the tournament, but a service error, not what they wanted to see. Things knotted up at 19. Coming in for Coach Axel will be the outside hitter who attacks from the left side, Ashlyn Ward. So now they're going to have Ward and Walter, the combo that killed the Penguins early on in this set. Smith for the set for the Penguins. Pallison fists it over, diving save from Wells for the Yellow Jackets. And the newly entered Ashlyn Ward from the left side knocks it down. 20-19, Montana State back on top.
It seems like every time Ward has been in this ball game, she's been impactful.
We saw it there. Coach Gail Stammers takes a timeout. Score right now 20-19 in set number three. We'll be back at radio.dominican.edu. We are back in the Collins Center in the PacWest GNAC volleyball crossover tournament. This is game one. Sets are tied at one apiece. Montana State up 20-19 here in set three. Serve to Lee. Lee gets a nice dig over to Pallison. Pallison on the attack. Miscommunication from the Yellow Jackets and a huge point coming out of the timeout. Things tied at 20.
Olaf Pallison's massive kill attempt dug out by Roderick. Ward and Walter had a little miscommunication of who was going to bump that over.
Pallison going back for a serve. This is a huge point in the game, 20-20. Set up left side, they're going to Ward. Ward's attack goes into the net. They're going to call, and they're going to call Pilkerton going into the net as a foul. So Montana State will get the point, 21-20. Back to serve for them is the attacker, Chelsea Walter. Megan Callen, the senior, up top with a beautiful set down attack, 21-21.
And that was a quick transition. Once Lee dug that out, got it right to Callen for the kill.
They didn't do the pass, set, attack approach there. They went pass just to attack, and then Callen knocked it down. Beautiful serve from Lee. Back row to Ward. Now on the attack, left side, very long point to the Penguins.
And that looks like the first miss hit we've seen from Ward, and that's a big-time point for the Penguins.
22-21. Penguins up over Montana State right here in set three. Just 3 points to go for the Penguins. Can they close it out? Lee back to serve. To the back row, set up. Williams over to Ward. Ward dumps it over softly. Nice dig from the Penguins. Set up perfectly. Pallison just going to knock it over from the back row. Williams to now the attack from Anderson. They're going to call out, and the Penguins get a huge point, 23-21, forcing a timeout from Coach Lisa Axel. Penguins coming out of the timeout from Gail Stammers have reeled off a very good run, taking the lead 23-21 in set number three. Like we said earlier, set one, Penguins won 25-20. Set number two, Montana State won 25-19. Set number three, Penguins up 23-21.
And this is exactly what you want to see if you're Gail Stammer, how your team responds in the crunch time, especially early in a tournament like this. Can you finish off Montana State in this crucial set?
And we talked about how the Penguins are running a much younger lineup than they're used to. A lot of freshmen making huge impacts, and we've seen the sophomore Pilkerton logging a lot of minutes here for the Penguins. It's going to be interesting to see how they close the game out. They won the first set. They did a very good job closing out. Can they do it here in set three? We shall see.
And it's evident both teams have depth, and they've shown it.
Yeah, both teams using substitutions frequently. We're going to have a little meeting with the refs here. Still trying to gather what is going on here. We have Swanee trying to be the insider, getting all the inside information. The two teams meeting just together, just trying to gather their thoughts here. 25 points is what is needed to win. Dominican up 23-21.
And the refs have just said it's an illegal libero replacement. The point will not count for Dominican, is what we get the word from the scores table. So it's now 22-21.
Okay. That was a little bit of confusion, but yes, that does hurt the Penguins now. 22-21, only up by 1 point.
We're still getting word here.
Yeah, still trying to work things out here of how the score will end up. Still trying to work out the points, but this is the first game of the PacWest GNAC Volleyball Crossover Tournament. The Penguins will take on Simon Fraser tomorrow at 1:30. Then in the nightcap, it'll be a doubleheader. Also tomorrow will be 6:30 against Seattle Pacific.
And this is a quick breakdown. Since Caitlin Van Ryan is a defensive specialist, she should have subbed in for Samantha Raines, who's a middle blocker, and she didn't do that. Therefore, point disallowed.
Thank you for the clarification. As Kendall Williams goes back for serve, controlled in the back row, Penguins Pilkerton just dumps it over. Serve left attack there from Ward, denied from Raines. Yellow Jackets still have it. Another block from Raines and Steinwad. The double team block there gets the points for the Penguins.
They put up the stone wall on Grimsrud, and she hasn't been denied much tonight, but she was there, and they get the point back.
So I think with the scoring error, it's 22-22 now. the Penguins that hurt him because they gave up a point and also had to give one. Here it is, Smith over to Reigns. Reigns to the back row. Beautiful attack, and they couldn't handle it. Reigns with a huge point.
Back-to-back big plays by Samantha Reigns. Crucial block, then the big kill.
When it looked like all the momentum had been taken away, the Penguins answer 23-22. Dominican up in set three as a timeout has been taken from Coach Lisa Axel.
And that's what you want to see from your senior leader. The captain stepping up, making a huge block on the leader for kills, Grimsrud. For the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, first she got the block, then she got the kill with that beautiful attack there. I thought she was going to go to the right side, but then she went down the middle where no one was at. Couldn't handle it because the attack was too hot.
And Simeon had no chance to try to dig that out. That was coming fireball right at her.
Montana State finished in eighth in their conference last season. Dominican also finished eighth in their conference last season. So matchup of two probably equal teams that we're having this tournament to see what conference is better. They're having the top half with the seeds 1 through 4 from last season playing down at Cal Baptist and seeds 5 through 8 here playing in Dominican at Dominican. So a beautiful tournament being hosted here by both Cal Baptist and Dominican. Going for service is Pilkerton. The communication major gets it over, but a service error. Not what you wanted to see. 23-all in set three.
That's the third time we've seen today. Once the Penguins have made a crucial play and gone up by one, there's been a service error.
And it could be the youth right here as they're in a very close game for the first time this season. Going back to serve for the Blue Jackets. I keep saying Blue Jackets. Here we go. It's the Yellow Jackets. Kimmy Kirk. She serves. Dumped over and out in a service error themselves. Penguins just need one more point, 24-23.
And you get the break right back. How about that? You got to capitalize, and you got Steinwan back to try to put it away.
The freshman, can she end it here? The serve, barely over. Nice serve set up from Williams to the right side. Dumped over. Lee has it. Penguins attack with Samantha Reigns. Awkward attack, so the Yellow Jackets gain control. Left side, Stormy Simeon can't finish it. Penguins have it now. Paulson goes back row, sneaks in, 25-23. Penguins take set number three, go up 2 sets to 1. They just need one more set.
That was huge. Paulson able to deliver the winner right in the back line as it nicked the end line. That's huge. The way you finish, you give up a point, you get it back, couple service errors going back and forth. It was kind of a mismatch of a couple points being scored here or there. It wasn't the 4 or 5 points we saw in bunches. That's a heck of a win in set three.
Yeah, this set went more back and forth like you were talking about in those first 2 sets. It was like each team was making their own runs. This set, not so much. It was 1 point for one team, one for the other. They'd counter and answer. Good action going back and forth in set three. Dominican takes a 2-1 set lead. If they can pull out a victory in set number four, that'll give them their first win of the season. We'll be back at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Used to daydream in that spot. still had a seat enough to say, look who's in the big town.
And we are back here with the fourth set. The Penguins up 2-1. And they're going to try to finish out the Yellow Jackets from Montana State. It's Callen, Pilkerton, Powell, Steinwad, Raines, and Smith as Raines just checks out for the libero Lee. Yellow Jackets will serve. It's going to be Simeon. She's back and we're underway. Serve goes over and it's botched by Steinwand early and it's 1-0.
Yeah, not the good start you wanted to see in set number four. Just a good serve that got up on Steinwand's head, so she had to awkwardly try to hit it. Couldn't get it though.
Service dug out by Lee. Steinwand keeps it alive. Now over to Powell. Yellow Jackets possession, served up, Ward tries to go for the kill, diving is Steinwad, keeps it alive, here's Powell on the kill, and on the other side, Simeon tries to dive and keep it alive, point over to Dominican as the ball sails out of bounds.
Beautiful job from the Dominican team just to stay composed. They weren't forcing anything there. They just made Montana State make an error and a good kill there.
Powellson on the service. Tipped up. Walter tried to leave a little dink, and it comes up short, and it's 2-1 Penguins.
The double block there from Callen and Pilkerton really made things awkward for it. The killer there on the right side attack tried to go soft, and it wasn't her forte. That's why it was short.
Powellson back to serve. It's a laser dug out by Simeon. Over to Ward. Goes down. Paulson with a nice dig. Pilkerton set up. Her kill attempt down the line. Misses wide. It's 2-2. And the Yellow Jackets from Montana entering this tournament at 4-0. Service. Lee sets it up. For Callen, the dink over the top. It converts. And DU takes a 3-2 lead.
That play has been successful when they've been able to set it up, getting Callen right in the middle just for a soft attack right down the center of the court, putting him up by one.
Callen and Raines both been able to go soft and successful. Service over. Ward tries to kill it. It's long. Point to the Penguins. 4-2.
Yeah, now's the time when the Penguins need to really step on the gas here. You're up 2-1 against a good Montana State team. If you could take advantage here early, put them away.
The libero Lee back to serve. Dug out by Simeon. Tapped up to Anderson. Her kill is denied. Now it's back to Ward. Double blocked by Pilkerton and Raines. And they denied it, and they'll get the point.
Good job from Raines there doing the solo blocking. She stopped the first one. The second one was short because of the presence she had at the net.
Lee for her third consecutive service. Simeon sets it up. Oh, and a quick tap over by Kendall Williams as she caught the Penguins off guard. Point to the Yellow Jackets. It's 5-3.
Yeah, not only was that quick, but it was also pretty fast of a tip over. Caught him by surprise and wasn't able to save it with Smith.
Williams is back to serve now. Dug out by Paulson. Served up for Raines, and she's blocked by Anderson and Grimswood. Point to the Yellow Jackets, 5-4.
Montana State answering the run that Dominican had earlier with 2 points of their own. Now trying to get momentum back on their side.
Williams serves down the line, and it's out. Steinwad smartly just let it sail by her, 6-4.
And we saw the exact play happen last set with about 2 points left for the Penguins to win. Steinwad, good communication to let it go.
Pilkerton, the lefty, serves it over. Set wide for Grimswood. The kill attempt is dug out by Paulson. Right back to Grimswood, and she kills it again right in front of Pilkerton for the point. It's 6-5, pardon me. Penguins lead it by one.
Grimswood, the team leader in kills. She has 52 kills on the season. She's adding to that tonight with a great performance.
Larson checks in for Pilkerton. The service by Kirk. Set up for Paulson. The kill is wide and out of bounds. And we're all knotted at 6.
Paulson not too happy with that kill attempt. She knew she didn't hit it the right way. Just squeaked out on the left sideline. Point to the Yellow Jackets.
Kirk serves into the net. Penguins get a freebie, 7-6. And service will go over to Steinwad and the Penguins. She's had some difficult time serving, and then she's laid down some aces. This one is nice and easy over the net. Tipped up by the Jackets. And it's ruled point to the Penguins. It looks like Grimswood touched the net.
A little bit delayed of whistle there, but they got it figured out. Point to the Penguins.
8-6. Steinwand will serve again. Service is clear. Dug out by the libero. Wells. Now over to Grimswood. She tried to go cross-court kill, and it was too far. Penguins now lead it 9-6.
This is the second big run of the game that the Penguins have had. Got 4 points in a row earlier, now with another four here to put them up big in the set.
Steinwand serve again to Wells. Set cross court for Simeon. She tries to tap it, and it's in the back left corner. Yellow Jackets with the point to stop the bleeding. It's 9-7.
We had three Penguins look at it, but no one could get to it. Just perfect placement from the Yellow Jackets.
Service over to the Yellow Jackets and Haley Wells. She serves it to Lee. Set up for Paulson, dug out by Williams. Now over to Simeon, who went with a direct kill right down in front of the libero lead for the Penguins. Point to the Yellow Jackets, 9-8.
Smith got caught off guard there, hit her in the face with a nice quick attack from the Yellow Jacket on the left side.
Wells back to serve. Just over that, diving is Steinwad to keep it alive. Left side, Paulson with the kill, dug out. Williams, cross court set to Simeon. Nice dig in the corner by the Penguins. Steinwad back over. Yellow Jackets having trouble. Diving is Grimswood over to Simeon. Now Penguins with possession. Paulson with the kill and puts it away. 10-8.
That's a huge point to win. It was going back and forth. Players diving all over the court for each team. And a huge kill from the left side from Paulson.
And Reigns will check out for Caitlin Van Rijn as she is back to serve. Outside hitter and defensive specialist, the freshman from Knights Ferry, California. Service over to Kirk. And a point to the Penguins. And it looked like a two-touch. 11-8 now, Dominican leads. Rijn will serve again. Dug out by Kirk. Set up for Simeon. She comes with the hard kill, and Steinwad can't handle it out of bounds. 11-9. Yellow Jackets down by two.
Yeah, that was an unstoppable attack there. Right into the hands at about 80 miles per hour, just blistering. You could hear it from here. Good attack there from the middle.
And Shannon Riggio-Curley now comes in for the freshman Steinwad. Roderick's back to serve. Nice dig over to Callen. She's rejected by Simeon, but her block attempt goes out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 12-9.
Yeah, the set there was a little too long for Callen to get to. She tried to make an acrobatic play, but just couldn't get there.
Hannah Smith, the sophomore for Reno, now set to serve. 12-9 Penguins. Dug out by Kirk. Here's Walter with the kill. Nice block by the Penguins. They have possession. They go to Pilkerton with the lefty. Her kill is tipped. Yellow Jackets scrambling. Served over to Simeon. And a point to the Penguins, and another two-touch. It's 13-9.
Penguins getting some luck there with the two-touch calls here in the fourth set as the Penguins looking to close it out.
And we got a timeout by the Yellow Jackets as they trail by four. And the Penguins searching for their first win, up by four, halfway through the match. You're looking for momentum to try to put the Yellow Jackets away.
Yeah, we've already touched on how competitive of a tournament they entered in Colorado, going against the number 14 ranked team and the number 18 ranked team. I think that prepares them well for a game like this. They're up 2-1, looking to close it out. You know you've gone against high degree of talent earlier on in the season, so the confidence has got to be with the Penguins that they can close this out, that they've played against good teams and they can actually finish the job.
And they're showing good fight through adversity as they dropped the second set after winning the first set. The third set was back and forth. They were able to take that in decisive fashion, and now coming out with a lot of pep in the fourth set, they lead 13-9. The Penguins will serve. It's Hannah Smith coming out of the timeout. Callen, Paulson, Pilkerton, Lee, Smith, and Riggio-Curley for the Penguins. Service hits the net. It goes over. Set up for Simeon wide, and she kills it down the middle. 13-10. Penguins lead it by three.
And we've seen both teams, when they come out of the timeout that their coaches call, it seems like the play right after is just an outstanding call, an outstanding drawn-up play, and that was right there with the beautiful kill.
Ward checks in for Kirk for the Yellow Jackets. Service over to the Penguins. Pilkerton's kill attempt is blocked, but finds an open space. Point to the Penguins. It's 14-10.
They sent the double block once again to try to stop Pilkerton on the left side. Got some hand on it, but the ball just ricocheted to where no one was. Points for the Penguins.
Paulson the serve. It's a good one. Roderick has a little trouble. Simeon has to go cross court to Ward, who has a nice kill, dug out by Lee. Over to Steinwad, blocked by Walter, and then she taps it over, and Paulson couldn't get there. Good play by Walter. It's 14-11.
All the Penguins cheated up there because following the ball and the action, and a good tricky reception there from the Yellow Jackets just forced it over quickly, got the point.
Walter now back to serve, lobs it over to Lee. She handles it. Now the set for Pilkerton. Taps it in between an open space in the Yellow Jackets defense, and she finds a crease. 15-11.
Pilkerton can go soft or she can go hard like we've seen in this whole game. This set in particular, she's mixing it up very well, catching the Yellow Jackets off guard.
Samantha Raines comes in for Caitlin Van Ryn. Lee back to serve. Penguins up by four, 15-11.
Can they close out in this set and take the match 3-1?
Lee's serve. It's a good one. Simeon digs it out. The setup for Anderson, and she went over the center line. Point to the Penguins.
Yeah, that was a net violation. You can see the net move and shake once she hit it. Her whole body seemed like it touched it. Huge point for the Penguins.
Lee will serve again. Dug out. The libero Wells has to come over. Now Ward tries to go over the top, and it's rejected by Pilkerton as she sent it straight down. 17-11 DU.
Can they close it out here? Looking for their first win of the season as another timeout is forced from Coach Axel.
Penguins up by six on a 5-0 run, and they come out of a timeout, and they just start pouring it on against the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, that's exactly what Coach Gail Stammer wanted to see, a team that, like we've said, started 0-4, but they have a lot of talent, a lot of depth, which we've seen today. Callen, Raines, Pilkerton, Paulson, and Lee having huge games here looking for that first win in front of the home crowd.
And it's been Paulson with 16 kills leading the team, and Steinwand right behind with 12. They break the timeout for Coach Gail Stammer. She sends out Pilkerton, Raines, Steinwad, Smith, Paulson, and Lee. Penguins up 17-11. Lee back to serve. Her serve is clear. Set up by Simeon over to the libero Wells. Now back to Simeon. She taps it over. Smith sets up Steinwand. Dug out by the libero. Now over to Ward. Her kill attempt is blocked by Raines and Pilkerton. Back over to the Jackets. From the back row, sent over. Dug out by Lee. Now Pilkerton. Two-set touch over the net. Well played by the Yellow Jackets. Ward's kill attempt from the left side is long. 18-11 Penguins.
Ward usually money from that left side. This time forced it a little bit. Tried to hit that back row. Couldn't get it down and it went way long.
Penguins in a potential match set. Lee's service is clean. Ward, another kill from that left side. Diving is Paulson. She can't handle it. And it's 18-12, and the Yellow Jackets stop the bleeding.
Good hustle from both Lee and Paulson there, diving right into the home benches, almost hitting the fans in the front row. Got to be a good seat. You're so close to the action here since the new tournament style.
Service back over to the Yellow Jackets. It's Williams, handled by Paulson. Set to Pilkerton, right side, and it's a beautiful kill as she beat Williams to the baseline.
How good has she been today? She's doing everything, playing defense, killing it softly, attacking hard. Beautiful game from Pilkerton so far.
19-12 Penguins. Pilkerton will serve. Dug out by Wells. Set up for Grimswood, and she answers. And she has a nice kill right down the pipe, 19-13.
That was set up perfectly there for the Yellow Jackets. Got exactly who they wanted to get in position for the attack. Knocked it straight down into the ground. There's no way the Penguins could have stopped that.
And the junior, Valerie Larson, checks in for Pilkerton. Served by Cook. diving is Paulson. Now over to Steinwand, dug out by Williams, tapped over, and a whistle point to the Penguins as Anderson went over the net and hit it. 20-13.
5 points away from their first victory of the season.
And a delay warning against Coach Stammer and the Penguins. No point deducted. Penguins still up 7. Steinwand back to serve. Freshman showing a lot of promise in this opening game in the tournament. Her serve is a good one, tapped over by Grimswood, and Hannah Smith had to lunge and try her best to get the ball over the net and couldn't do so. 20-14, Yellow Jackets with the point.
Yeah, they just couldn't get it settled there on that possession. Easy point for the Jackets.
Wells serves for the Yellow Jackets. Steinwand digs it out over to Smith. Now back to Steinwand and a deep kill. And she puts it down. It's 21-14.
The back row attack from the freshman. Lethal, hit the corner where no one was at. Just inside the end line. Huge point.
And Van Ryn comes in for Reigns. Steinwand has got some lethal power behind her kills. Here's Van Ryn, her serve, handled by Kirk. Wells sets it for Simeon, blocked by the Penguins. They keep it alive. Steinwand, a deep attempt at another kill, and this time it's too far. 21-15, Penguins up by 6.
Almost a deja vu moment there. We had another back row attack from Steinwand. Just a little bit long on that one.
Roderick now back to serve for the Yellow Jackets. Handled by the libero Lee. Set up cross court for Paulson. Straight down diving is Wells. Keeps it alive for the Yellow Jackets. Over to Simeon. And she hit the net. Hit the antenna, rather, as she tried the kill attempt. Point over to the Penguins, 22-15.
3 points away from their first victory of the season and starting this tournament off right.
Hannah Smith back to serve in a quick substitution as Pilkerton comes in for Larson. Smith serves. Oh, and it's a good one, and it ate up Kirk, and it's a service ace, 23-15. Smith set to serve again. This time it's to Wells. Back set to Walter, it's blocked. Penguins still have it, tapped over by Callen. Williams over to Simeon into the net. Yellow Jackets just all sorts of scrambling nature in their defensive set. Couldn't get it over. They are now down to the match point, 24-15.
Yeah, set and match point here on the line, 24-15. Can the Penguins finish it off?
Smith trying to do so, served over. Walter taps it, it's wide, ball game. Penguins win it in 4 sets. They took set one, dropped set two, 25-20. Was victorious in set three, 25-23, and now win the 4th set decisively, 25-15. And they're on the board, Temple. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's always hardest to get that first win. They got it out of the way. Now they can start looking towards getting some more and building on that first win, getting ready for conference play. Give us a slate of who they're playing next.
We got 2 games tomorrow. Game 2 is against Simon Fraser at 1:30 here on radio.dominican.edu. And game 3 following in the nightcap at 6:30 versus Seattle Pacific. And that's a way to rebound coming off a tournament where they dropped all 4 games and they get on the board.
Yeah, especially in front of the home crowd. Good showing here for the Penguin fans. A lot of people in attendance to see this first game of the season back in the Collins Center. They won their last one. Now they're winning this. Been a little home winning streak here and a good home advantage.
So the Penguins take it in 4 sets, 3-1. We'll be back here, Temple and I, on radio.dominican.edu at 1:25 for a little pregame against Simon Fraser. The Penguins win it once again in 4 sets. From Stuart Horn, Michael Temple, I'm Alex Swan. Good day, everybody.